New York Governor Andrew Cuomo this past Wednesday made what he hoped would be taken as an apology for the revelations about his sexual harassment habits. Cuomo admitted there are hundreds of photos of him kissing people. Up until now, there's been plenty of Democrats and media people kissing Cuomo. Of course, it was on his butt. That one photo from the wedding. Remember with Cuomo cupping a woman's face in his hands? That real pervy look on his face made me think just that, by the way. There's gotta be more photos like that cannot be one of a kind. Randy Andy's more recent attempts at an apology has gotten away from claiming that he's misunderstood by women. Now he's stressing the word inappropriately. Have you been catching it? Saying that he didn't intend to go at women inappropriately. Which is like the person who makes a declarative statement, catches heat for it, and then responds with it. I was just expressing an opinion. It was just my opinion. Or they ever popular, oh, come on, just kidding. Cuomo also made it a point to assert, if I offended anyone. Isn't that implying that while some have a problem with his actions, others won't or don't? That's not exactly an apology. That's a lame attempt at justification. There are calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to resign. Actions to impeach Cuomo, too, are starting to take shape. I found out, too, according to the New York State Constitution, Cuomo can temporarily step aside until any investigation into all this finishes. He won't, but he could. Also this past Wednesday, a story came out, which it's one of those stories in light of the one I just mentioned that has a bridge to. This is one you want to file away just for future reference. Police in California now are searching for a man who tried to break into the home of Sandra Lee, the former live-in partner of Governor Andrew Cuomo. A spokesperson for the LA Sheriff's Department says that a suspect was caught on security video trying to tamper with a lockbox near the gate of Sandra's home. It's in Malibu. This was on February 11th, by the way. She wasn't home at the time of the incident and doesn't look like anything was taken. Lee's personal assistant then called the Sheriff's Department. Deputies didn't find any evidence of any actual break-in, but it's still under investigation. Now, I mentioned the date, too, February 11th. That means that at least this attempt at breaking in took place before the latest sexual harassment accusation was brought against Cuomo. And just a reminder, too, Cuomo and Lee were together for, I think it was 14 years. They, I believe, separated in 2019. Just makes you wonder, that's all. Is there somebody worried that somebody has something which that somebody doesn't want everybody to find out about?